Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna. इस नाम का क्या अर्थ है? कोई बोल सकते हैं कृष्णा कृष्णा? हम हमेशा कृष्णा 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 बोलते हैं, आप सब बोलते हैं कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा, क्यों बोलते हैं? उससे क्या मिलते हैं, क्या फायदा होते हैं कृष्णा 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 बोलने से? हाँ, कृष्णा नाम उसमें शक्ति है, शक्ति मिलती है उससे।
उसमें नाम में शक्ति है, वैसे बोलो।
नाम में शक्ति है।
सर्वाकर्षण,
सर्वाकर्षित होते हैं कृष्ण से। कृष्णा, कृष्णा, कर्षण, ये दो ये सभी शब्द का एक ही धातु है, कृष कृष धातु, उसका मतलब आकर्षण। तो कृष्णा कैसे सबको आकर्षण कहते हैं, क्या आकर्षणीय है कृष्णा कृष्ण में, जिससे कृष्णा आकर्षणीय है, क्या है, क्या है कृष्ण में, क्या विशेष है कृष्ण?
हाँ,
सबसे सुंदर है,
सबसे बलवान है,
सबसे बलवान है।
हाँ,
शिकिपुत शुद्धारी, क्या स्टाइल है उसको, क्या बोलते
हैं?
त्रिभंग, 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 त्रिभंग सुंदर। तो मैं भी ऐसे कर सकता हूँ? तो मैं भगवान हूँ क्या? लेकिन वो भी मुझको दे दो, ऐसे मुझको श्रृंगार करो, मैं क्या भगवान होऊंगा अगर मैं वंशी बजाऊंगा और ऐसे त्रिभंग ऐसे रखूंगा, ऐसे मोर का क्या बोलते हैं, पंख पंख ऐसे, तो मैं भगवान होऊंगा? नहीं नहीं, मैं ऐसे ड्रेसिंग श्रृंगार कर सकता हूँ तो मैं कृष्ण होऊंगा ऐसे? क्यों? मैं सर्वशक्तिमान क्या नहीं, मैं सर्वशक्तिमान नहीं हूँ। ओ सही बात है, सही बात है, सही बात है, सही बात है। कृष्ण जैसे सुंदर कोई दूसरा नहीं है, सही बात बोलते हो क्या? कृष्ण जैसे कोई दूसरा नहीं है, लेकिन दूसरी है, दूसरा नहीं है, दूसरी है। कृष्ण से सुंदर है कौन? राधा सुंदरी। तो कृष्ण भगवान है कि नहीं? यदि कृष्ण कृष्ण से और बड़ी सुंदरी है तो कृष्ण तो भगवान का मतलब सर्वोपरि, कोई नहीं है कृष्ण के ऊपर। तो अगर राधा कृष्ण से बड़ी है तो कैसे कृष्ण भगवान है? हाँ, कृष्ण से राधा और ज्यादा सुंदर है। तो अगर कोई, अगर किसी व्यक्ति के ऊपर कोई दूसरा है किसी भी गुण से, तो वो व्यक्ति भगवान नहीं हो सकते। भगवान ये शब्द का क्या परिभाषा है? एक श्लोक है, सिक्स ऑपुलेंसेस, वो श्लोक क्या है? हाँ बोलो, यू डोंट नो, एनीवन, कोई बोल सकते हैं? आप सब इतना पढ़ाई करते हैं, सब नोट लेते हैं। नहीं नहीं नहीं, वो श्लोक नहीं। ऐश्वर्यस्य समग्रस्य वीर्यस्य यशस्य श्रेयः Jnana Vairagya Yoschaiva Shandang Bhaga Itingina. Someone wants to translate for a devotee say. You can probably follow it. Yeah, yeah. The ye bahut mahatvapurn shloke. Bhagavan kaise Bhagavan hote. Bahut mahatvapurn shloke kyunki bahut dongi hai jo nakli Bhagavan hote. Plastic Bhagavan. Plastic matlab cheating. Asli cheez nahi hai. To jin mein purna aishwarya hai wo hi Bhagavan hai. Agar kisi vyakti ka kuch bhi abhav hai to wo vyakti Bhagavan nahi ho sakta. Aishwarya sya samagra sya. Samagra ka matlab purna. Aishwarya sya samagra sya virya sya. Virya ka matlab shakti. Purna shakti hai Bhagavan ki. Sarva shakti man. Yash, kirti. To purna kirti hai Bhagavan ki. To sab Krishna ka naam nahi jante, lekin kam se kam log jante God. God kon hai to unka parichay to sab nahi bol sakte, lekin kam se kam sab log jante God. Or Swarg mein aur upar ke log mein aur sab log jante ki Krishna Bhagwan hai. Yang Brahma, Varunendra, Rudra, Maruta, Stunvanti, Divyaistavai. Aur sab bare bare devataon Krishna Bhagwan ki stuti karte. Yashasa Shriya, Sundarta. Purna Sundarta hai Bhagwan ka. Jnana, purna gyan hai Bhagavan ka. Aur purna vairagya bhi hai. To Bhagavan ke asankhya gun hai. Jin mein chai mukhya hai. To Krishna ya Bhagavan ka ek mukhya gun hai purna sundarta. Saundarya. Parantu Krishna say or jada sundar hai Radha Thakurani. So Krishna to Bhagavan nahi hai. Kya? Ye dudha hai nahi? Krishna mein purna aishwarya shakti kirti saundarya gyan aur vairagya hai matapparataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananja. Krishna bolte Bhagavad Gita mein ki mere upar koi aur kuch nahi hai. Kinchit asti matlab kuch bhi nahi. Parantu sundarta mein Radha bari hai. To Krishna Bhagavan hai ki nahi? Uttar kya hai? Bhagavan ki nahi, kaise Bhagavan hai? Agar Radha Krishna se bari hai, to kaise? To aisa ho sakte lekin Krishna say Radha aur Jada beautiful hai. To kaise aur ye Bhagavan shabd ki paribhasha yehi hai ki purna sundarta hai Bhagavan mein. Lekin aur Radha mein aur bhi hai. To kaise Krishna Bhagavan hai? To aap log
I was going to say this, Radharani's love and devotion to
But still more. To yehi utar hai ki Radha or Krishna abhinna hai. Radha Krishna ek vastu nahi kichu bhe. Chaitanya Charitamrita or ek shlok bhi hai. Radha Krishna pranaya vikriti hladini shakti asmad. Ek atmanav api bhuvipura deha bhedam gato to. Chaitanya kyam prakatam yadadhuna tadvayam chaikyam aptam radha bhava dyuti suvalitam nomi krishna swarupa. To is shlok ka arth hai ki radha krishna pranaya vikriti. Matlab pranay ka matlab prem. To radha krishna prem. Krishna ki ladini shakti ka vikar hai. Ye Chaitanya Charitamrita hai. Ye Bhagavad Gita nahi hai. Ye bahut uttam darshan ye hai. To ek atma. Radha aur Krishna ek atma hai. Parantu Lila Ras Asvadan Kanna Kelie Do Rup Me Prakat Hote. The Chaitanya Kyam Chaitanya Kaname Do Rup Johe Fir Sanmilit Hote Sanyukt Hote. Wo Chaitanya Kon He Krishna He. Unka roop Krishna ka hai, parantu jab Radha aur Krishna ekatrit hote hai, tab wo Krishna ka roop sona jaise hote hai, kyunki Krishna shama sunda hai, aur Radha gorangi hai, to do roop jab ऐसे सम्मिलित होते युक्त होते हैं तो कृष्ण का रूप तो सोना जैसे होते हैं और कृष्ण का भाव आवृत होते हैं और कृष्ण स्वयं की भावना भूलते हैं और राधा भाव राधा की भावना पूरा आविष्ट होते हैं. So, kon sabse sundar hai? Krishna? Kon bolte Radha? Jada sundar hai? Kon bolte? Aap bolte? Aap kyun bolte?
Krishna ka pratibimba hi Radha hai.
Krishna ki pratibimba Radha hai. लेकिन प्रतिबिंब तो ओरिजिनल रूप से और ज्यादा सुंदर नहीं हो सकते.
शायद अपने आप उनसे देखते
होंगे. नहीं, कौन बोलते राधा बोल रहे? जो राधा के भक्त बोलते राधा सबसे बड़ा सुंदर है, और जो कृष्ण के भक्त बोलते नहीं, हमारा कृष्ण राधा से सुंदर है. तो व्रज धाम में दो पक्ष है, राधा के पक्ष और कृष्ण के पक्ष, और हम चैतन्य महाप्रभु के अनुयायी है, और जो गौड़ीय वैष्णव है चैतन्य महाप्रभु के संप्रदाय में, तो कृष्ण की स्तुति करते हैं, लेकिन उससे ज्यादा राधा की स्तुति करते हैं. तो राधा गौड़ीय वैष्णव के सबसे बड़ा आराध्य है. क्यों? क्योंकि राधा इस नाम का अर्थ है जो कृष्ण की सेवा, सब श्रेष्ठ सेविका है, Sri Radha. और इसलिए हम राधा की पूजा करते हैं. अनाया राधिता नूनम भगवान ईश्वरो हरि ही. इससे राधा, इस नाम का मतलब जो सबसे बड़ी आराधिका है. तो कौन सबसे बड़ा, इसको निर्णय करना कठिन है क्योंकि दोनों एक ही है. परंतु दो रूप में प्रकट होते हैं. किसलिए? लीला के लिए. तो वास्तव में राधा और कृष्ण में भेद नहीं है. कौन सबसे बड़ा है बोलना कठिन. जो राधा के भक्त है बोलते राधा बड़ा है, जो कृष्ण के भक्त बोलते कृष्ण बड़ा है. लेकिन दोनों अभिन्न है. लेकिन एक्चुअली राधा सबसे बड़ा. लेकिन जनता में हम ऐसे प्रचार नहीं करते. जनता तो ये सब बात कैसे समझ लेंगे. तो ये सब अति गुह्य विचार है. छोटी छोटी कीड़ा है. हरे कृष्णा. भगवान कृष्ण अतीन्द्रिय है. ये सब बात अतीन्द्रिय है. साधारण इंद्रियों का विचार के अतीत है. हरे कृष्ण. कुछ प्रश्न है इसके बारे में? अच्छा हो आप कुछ नहीं पूछेंगे क्योंकि इस विषय में उत्तर देना मुश्किल. ये सब बात हमारे ज्ञान के अतीत है. हम ऐसे हम बोल सकते हैं तो ऐसे है, लेकिन हम कैसे समझ सकते हैं? चैतन्य महाप्रभु सबके सुंदर है क्या? तो अभी तीसरा मत आया है. फिर कुछ लोग आएगा कहेंगे कि वो नित्यानंद सबसे बड़ा है. नित्य कृपा बिना वो क्या है? नित्य कृपा बिना राधा कृष्ण पाईते नहीं. दृढ़ करी धरो नित्य पाए. नहीं एक्चुअली ओ कुछ दिन के पहले बोला नहीं इसके बारे में कि वो एक अलाचो में बोले. वो अच्युतानंद वहाँ उपस्थित था, उपस्थित थे मेरे से वरिष्ठ थे, कि अच्युतानंद एक बार श्रील प्रभुपाद से पूछे कि कौन सबसे बड़ा है. एक्चुअली अच्युतानंद और इस वो मकान जिसमें इस्कॉन मंदिर था, इस्कॉन कोलकाता, वो मकान का मालिक सिंह रॉय उसका नाम था. तो अच्युतानंद और सिंह रॉय में कुछ विवाद था. तो एक बोला कि कृष्ण सबसे बड़ा है और दूसरा बोला नहीं चैतन्य महाप्रभु सबसे बड़ा है. तो इस प्रश्न श्रील प्रभुपाद ने अच्युतानंद श्रील प्रभुपाद से पूछे. प्रभुपाद का उत्तर था कौन सबसे बड़ा है, कृष्ण या गौरंग? प्रभुपाद का उत्तर है राधा. क्योंकि कृष्ण जो पूर्ण परिपूर्ण है, सोचते हैं कि मुझे अभाव है. वो सुख जो राधा मिलते हैं मुझको देखने से, इतना सुख मैं अनुभव नहीं कर सकता हूं क्योंकि मैं कृष्ण हूं. और मेरे सुंदर था जो राधा देखते हैं और इतना प्रेम मिलते मुझको देखने से, तो वो प्रेम भावना मुझे नहीं है, तो इसलिए अपनी माधुरी स्वाद करने के लिए भगवान अपनी माधुरी जैसे राधा उस प्रकार सुख मिलते, वो सुख प्राप्त करने के लिए भगवान कृष्णा चैतन्य महाप्रभु का रूप धारण किया है, तो ऐसे ही श्रील प्रभुपाद व्याख्या किए कि सबसे बड़ा है राधा और वो प्रमाणिक है। अगर प्रभुपाद बोलते तो वो ही प्रमाणिक है। हरे कृष्ण। Yes.
So we're all parts and parcels of Krishna.
Yeah.
Krishna has his expansion. His first expansion is Balaram, and then he has his energy, which first is Radha. And sometimes I hear we're like expansions of Krishna, or we come from his energy. Can you explain the difference between his expansions and his energy, like how we fit in?
Expansions and energies. Yeah, there's. On the male side, there's Balaram. On the female side, there are the Shaktis. The Balaram, and that's then Narayana, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, the Chatavyuha. That's on the male side. On the female side, there is Radha and the Gopis, the Queens of Dwarka, the Lakshmis, like that.
How does the jivas,
jivas, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the jivas are generated from Balaram, but in another way they're not really generated at all, because they, and that's true of all the forms, we say expansions, but they're eternal. So the Shakti Tattva, that means as in the spiritual world, the females, and all else, when we get down to jiva tattva, then they're mamayivangsho jiva loke, Krishna says. The jivas are expansions of myself. So come on the male side. Although the jiva is constitutionally female in relation to Krishna, we're all female, ultimately. Well, in the sense that we're all to be enjoyed by Krishna, who is the supreme enjoyer. Very complex topics tonight, yeah? Ah.
You know, gopis and gopas, and they were, when they look at the Krishna, they feel like, they found everything in Krishna is so beautiful, attractive, and that we can't see. Is it and at that time other people used to look at the Krishna too, but they didn't see what their gopis and Anand Maharaj and...
Well, different devotees have different experiences with Krishna.
So does it depend on purity or...
Depends on purity and also how the Leela Shakti of Krishna inspires different devotees and inspires Krishna. The Leela Shakti of Krishna arranges for different devotees to have different experiences and Krishna to have different experiences, all ultimately for Krishna's pleasure and the pleasure of his devotees. It's not that the devotees are always fainting when they see Krishna, otherwise there wouldn't be any pastimes. Then you just wake up and see Krishna and faint again, and then you wake up and faint, and then how are they going to play with Krishna? So, They don't always faint when they see Krishna. We really went up very high today, huh? We went Atindriya, beyond the normal talks. We have to rise early, chant our rounds, follow the principles. We keep our eyes on the spiritual world, but remember, we have to control them, the senses and mind, otherwise there's no question. Simply talking like this won't take us there. We have to be very seriously practicing. Yes?
Maharaj, this is related to Indra. Bakasura attacks Indra. That time...
Bakasura?
Vritrasura.
Vritrasura.
That time he glorifies Krishna when he is saved. Later on in Govardhan Leela, again, he forgets after that. And again in Govardhan Leela, when he realizes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he again glorifies Krishna and says that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And later on again, when the Parida flower, Krishna goes to take that from the heavenly planet, he again fights with it, again forgets.
Indra sometimes fights with Krishna and then he forgets and makes mistakes and goes on and on like this. So, well, we see that here in this material world also, people, they'll go to the temple and pray to Krishna, then they'll go away and forget him, and then when they need something, they'll come back again. So it's like that. That's called Sakama Bhakta, one who is devotee, but he's cultivating material desires also. So sometimes he remembers Krishna, sometimes he forgets Krishna. Like that. Sometimes he acts as a devotee, sometimes as a materialist. Like that. You see, there are many pious families in India. They'll go one day a week to the temple without fail. And one day a week, they'll all go family to the cinema together, without fail. Also. So there's a time for going to the temple. They're very pious, and then they go to the movie, and they forget all about the temple. Like that. Yeah.
Well, I have a question about yesterday's lecture. In the shloka, we said, means women are easily fallible. And
what is that, sir?
Kanta and Kamini, means that was yesterday.
Kanak and Kamini, that was discussed in the purport, actually.
And one of the topics there was women, why we should stay away from them, because they can make you fall or they themselves fall. But to make a woman fall, there is a man behind it, or means it is always together. It is not that one is falling or other. Then why man is not mentioned in that shloka?
Why is it not mentioned men? Why women are mentioned as the cause of fall down? Well, Shastra is generally spoken to men. Just like in the Gurukul, the boys go. Later, when they come out of the Gurukul, whatever they've learned, they're supposed to teach to their wife when they get married. But traditionally in Vedic culture, the cultivation of spiritual knowledge was meant for men. And women assist the men, and they get the same result. They have an easier path in that sense. But birth in the male form is considered more conducive for spiritual life than in the female form. That's the general understanding. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, everyone can chant Hare Krishna and go back to Godhead. But generally for executing austerities, becoming free from sense gratification, generally understanding deep spiritual knowledge, generally it's understood that the male form is better. We should always understand that also that that's a both a temporary situation. That we're not mundane men or women. But in one life you may get a male form, another life a female form. And there are advantages in bhakti for women also, that Prabhupada mentions, that they have more natural inclination. In modern psychology, that's also, there's talked about the right side of the brain and the left side of the brain, and the logical side and the emotional side. So that emotional side is good for bhakti, but it's also, one can be easily misled and cheated also. So for philosophy, it's generally considered that men are better for that. And for loving, in women. So both are needed in Krishna consciousness. But when we're discussing these points, that's philosophy, isn't it? So that's directed towards men. But women also, they should not be attached to anything in this material world. Just as a man should not be, should be attached to Krishna. But if the woman has a husband as a devotee and she serves him faithfully, then she gets the same result. So it's good for a woman to be attached to her husband, but it's not good for a husband to be attached to his wife. That's directly in Prabhupada's books. So, if we say these things, people may get nervous or angry, but we have to say them. It may be good, actually, in many ways, it may be good for a young grihastha to be attached to his wife. Because as to steady him. But one should hear also that ultimately all these things are temporary. So you know, various things are said. That a wife can be a great help in spiritual life also. So anyway, I don't want to get into this whole man-woman thing here, and just, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. And I think you can understand the basic principle. Yeah.
Maharaj, in spirituality, like, it's so much variegatedness is there. And even we perceiving also, there are many things to do, there are many which can be done. But, like, what should be the main goal?
Many things to do. What is the main goal? The goal is prema pumarto maham, to develop love for Krishna. That's the answer. So, Hare Krishna.